Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, now time to head into the leftover section, the healthy lunchbox, hey? Kate DePrima is joining us. How are you, Kate?
I'm very well, very well.
Do you know one of my favourite parts of Christmas Day is actually the leftovers? You know, the old turkey and the lamb and ham and whatever, and having that at night on toast. And I've got to say, leftovers always seem to taste better the next day.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true, because they actually sort of they become stronger because the fluid sort of reduces a little bit, so it sort of just makes it a lot richer the next day within the 24-hour period. So, yes, you are absolutely true.
Now, as kids are heading back to school and we're all getting back into our routine, you know, we've got all sorts of wonderful diet and nutrition plans, you know, that we hope we stick with. But I think this is a great one in terms of how to love leftovers and create nutritious lunchboxes. So what are some ideas on how we can do that?
The last night's dinner is today's lunch is a great solution, because especially for those fussy eaters, the children have already seen it the night before, so they've already tasted it, they know what it is, so it's familiar food. My biggest bugbear, I guess, in lunch boxes is that they're just not balanced, and we're looking for those protein-rich foods that are high in iron and zinc, and they are things like your red meat, so you've got your beef and your lamb, and then your chicken and fish, and then you've also got legumes and eggs. This is what's missing in most people's lunch boxes when they have a honey sandwich, a Vegemite sandwich, or, you know, a jam sandwich.
Yeah.
And these little children, they just run out of oomph half an hour after lunch. So that's why we try to make it more sustaining. So solutions would be even something simple like last night's rissoles. You can cut them in half and put them into a wrap.
Mm.
The roast from the night before, you can cut slices and either put those onto a sandwich with crackers or even toss through a salad. So it's a really quick and easy thing to do as well, because it's already there the minute you open the fridge door.
The interesting thing, you know, we do a column in the magazine and online called Dinner Tonight, Lunch Tomorrow, and it's one of our most favourite. And it's, you know, you take whatever you've got for dinner and the main meal, and then you create quite a different meal for lunch. And we always make sure that it's a portable meal that you can take into the office, or it's kid friendly. But it's amazing how simple those ideas are in terms of reworking that meal.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I delight when I basically look into the fridge and I think, oh, we've had bolognese the night before, especially in winter, because you just throw a serve of that into a bowl, heat it up in the microwave, and put it in one of these ubiquitous little thermos things that have come out these days.
Yeah.
And my daughter loves that for lunch, and her thought processes are better, her recall, she can concentrate, you know, she says she feels better, she's got a lot more energy after lunch compared to just a basic sandwich.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is quick and easy, it's something they've seen before, and it fills them up and it gives them sort of the nourishment, this high protein, high iron, high zinc nutrition that they're looking for.
You know, when I was a kid at school, you know, the fancy kids had a box of raisins, that was their big thing. Is that still popular in school lunch boxes?
Well, it's becoming very, very complex now. They're tradable, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So there's things that kids can trade for other things. So things like, you know, wraps that are a little bit more, you know, have a bit more
gourmet
Yeah, the gourmet wraps, if they look nice. And I think kids are starting to get sportier and a little bit more competitive and healthier. So they are looking for those things. And because nutrition is being taught at a very early age in the schools, they're starting to learn about foods that are important for them as well. And also for some of these slightly older children out there, mine are 9 and 12 now, and I'm getting them to actually put their own lunch boxes together.
Yeah.
So last night's dinner is really easy for them.
A good start.
If we've had a couple
of
lamb chops, they just throw those into a container, and, you know, a nice school or sort of school teacher may actually give them a quick microwave for them if it's cool at lunchtime. And it's easy. It's really easy. Little thing of tomato sauce and off you go. And that's a nourishing lunch. So, you know, you don't have to overpack the lunchbox, but you've got to put a couple of key ingredients in. And one of these things is that, you know, last night's dinner is today's lunch.
Perfect advice. Kate, thank you very much for being on today's show. And I want to come and stay at your house. I like the sound of your meals and lunches you're having up there.
Thank you so much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.